This is WLRN News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Now we're going to bring you a piece that we first played 5 years ago, although the piece itself is 25 years old. That's because it was made in response to Hurricane Andrew. This piece is by Joe Johnson, WLRN's Joe Johnson. At the time, though, he was with Magic 102.7. Joe, tell us about how you made this piece.
Being a music station, we stopped playing music for like 3 days, and we were simulcasting television, and we were bringing reports. We had DJs acting as reporters at locations, and I was collecting all the audio. So I went down to my mother's house in Perrine, and it was completely gone, the home that I grew up in. And, you know, we were asking for anybody who could bring ice to this location. Is there anybody that has water? So the majority of the audio that you hear, we just collected them, I laid them out, and then listening to the Doors' Riders on the Storm, the lines just seemed to pay off. It just started to tell a story, from the scariness of it coming to we're going to be okay, especially at the end where President George H.W. Bush comes in. And if you listen to the piece, it doesn't run the song in order. Like, I took lines and moved them. Gotta Love Your Man, I moved that in front of the guy that was bringing the water and making the pickups and everything. And some of them, I got lucky. You know, it just happened to play the soundbite, and Jim Morrison came in with the line, and it just gave me chills.
All right, let's hear it.
Good evening. Hurricane Andrew continues to move on its westward course towards southeast Florida. The eye of the hurricane is expected to cross the Miami area somewhere around 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
This is Monday, August 24th, the Ford edition. Hurricane of our nightmares is knocking at the front door.
Well, right now I'm looking out the window and the wind is blowing pretty hard. Raining, lightning.
Oh, yes, we got lightning, and I mean, it sounds like, you know, freight trains going by the window.
Well, okay, we'll keep you company as long as we can stay on the air.
Riders on the storm.
Tough situation down in the Cutler Ridge area.
Riders on the storm.
The roofs are coming off the houses. The windows are blown in.
Into this house we're born.
Now 165 miles an hour.
Into this world we're thrown.
It's very scary, and I guess the worst of it is just coming because it's really super quiet right now.
Riders on the storm.
I was so scared in the middle of my hallway.
Riders on the storm.
We hunkered down, my husband and I.
It's gone. I mean, we used to shop at the shopping center up the street. Here's just nothing left.
We have our lives left. We're very fortunate. We're very fortunate.
The world on you depends. Our life will never end. Gotta love your man.
But yesterday there was a young man who lost everything, and he was out helping people.
We started making pickups of food, water, batteries, essentials.
We left at 7 in the morning. Took us 2.5 hours to get gasoline. Now we're waiting for ice, and after this, for food.
Where am I going to go? This is what was my home. Part of it's still left, and there's no place for a lot of people to live.
You know, any support we can give, I hope, you know, we all come through for them.
Gotta love your man. Yeah.
A relief effort has risen, unprecedented in size and impact. Almost 20,000 troops are on the ground, assisting in everything from providing meals to erecting tent cities. My appreciation goes out to the volunteers. Through the eloquence of their action, I've been reminded that America will always be a nation of neighbors.
It's marvelous. I've got the second van ready to go.
We will rebuild.
We're doing the pickups.
And yes, Andrew blew a whirlwind of devastation, but he could never extinguish the American spirit. Thank you for your generosity. And our prayers are with all who stood in Andrew's path.
WLRN's Joe Johnson, he made this piece 25 years ago, right after Hurricane Andrew. Back then, he was a DJ with Magic 102.7. Tomorrow, we'll hear another story about people recording songs about Hurricane Andrew and thanking Brian Norcross. You can find a lot more of our Hurricane Andrew stories at WLRN.org/Andrew. This is WLRN News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.